And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This news update is brought to you by the AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you. In Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Kiro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And finally, by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And we're getting started with your news now. As major tech companies look to build data centers across the U.S., communities in Michigan's Thumb may soon face tough questions about electricity cost and infrastructure. These facilities use enormous amounts of power, and while companies like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta say they will cover their own energy needs, there are a few firm rules making sure that they do. In other states, especially in the mid-Atlantic, rapid data center growth has already driven electric bills much higher as local grids struggle to keep up. Now, with big tech scouting new locations, Thumb residents are wondering whether similar projects here could strain our power system and raise rates for local families and small businesses. Some tech companies claim they will fund new power lines and upgrades tied to their facilities, but many of these agreements are confidential and hard for the public to verify. The lack of transparency leaves uncertainty about who really pays in the long run. If large data centers come to the Thumb, local leaders may have to balance new jobs and investments against the risks of higher electric bills for rural customers. And State Representative Greg Alexander is criticizing a Michigan Department of Health and Human Services plan that would allow large counties such as Wayne and Oakland to qualify for federal rural health care grants, arguing the funds are being diverted away from truly rural communities like those in the Thumb. Alexander said labeling heavily populated counties as partially rural undermines the intent of the Federal Rural Health Transformation Program, or RHT, which was created to improve healthcare access in rural areas. He warned that his district is becoming a healthcare desert, with longer wait times, fewer available services, and said the grants could improve care for vulnerable residents. Michigan received $173.1 million in RHT funding, less than neighboring states such as Iowa and Ohio, despite having one of the largest rural populations in the country. Alexander also objected to MDHHS setting aside nearly $19 million of that funding for administrative costs, including $2 million for 12 new staff positions. Calling the proposal reckless and politically motivated, Alexander said he will continue pushing for the funds to be directed to rural communities that need them most. A 61-year-old Applegate man is expected to face charges following a single vehicle rollover crash Wednesday afternoon on Icy Peck Road in Buell Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies were called to the scene shortly before 4:40 p.m. on January 21st after a 2009 Chevy Silverado left the roadway and overturned in a northside ditch. Investigators said the driver lost control while traveling west due to slick conditions. His 49-year-old wife was a passenger in the truck. The driver was taken to McLaren Port Huron Hospital for treatment, and officials have not yet released details on the severity of his injuries or the condition of his wife. Both occupants were wearing seatbelts, but the airbags did not deploy. Authorities said alcohol is believed to have contributed to the crash, and charges are pending as the investigation continues. Names have not been released at this time. and the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services, also known as DIFS, is encouraging residents to review their insurance policies and take preventative steps as more winter storms approach the state. Officials warn that snow, ice, and freezing temperatures often lead to costly damage, such as burst pipes, roof leaks, and vehicle accidents. DIFS director, Anita Fox, said many consumers are caught off guard each year by winter-related losses and urged residents to confirm their coverage before problems occur. She noted that reviewing policies and speaking with an insurance agent can help reduce financial stress if a claim would become necessary. The department recommends homeowners keep indoor temperatures above 55 degrees, insulate exposed pipes, and clear gutters and heavy snow from roofs. Residents are also advised to prepare for possible power outages by keeping emergency supplies on hand and checking whether their policies cover spoiled food or temporary living costs. Drivers are urged to understand whether they have collision or comprehensive auto coverage for winter-related accidents, falling debris, or flooding, and to plan for deductibles. Travelers should review travel insurance options in case winter weather disrupts their trips. Consumers with questions about insurance or financial services can contact DIFS at 877-999-6442. And we will be right back after this message from Tri-County Equipment.
Area farmers, are you in need of repairs for your John Deere harvest equipment? Don't wait until next harvest season when it's too late and you're in the field wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now's the perfect time to take your John Deere harvest equipment to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments on your repairs until November 15th, 2026. That's right, get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your equipment running smoothly and ready for next season with your John Deere financial account. Keep your operation running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. And don't forget to ask about the over-the-counter harvest parts, buy now, pay later plans while you're there.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we are back with some national news for you. A new law in New Jersey has made the teaching of cursive handwriting mandatory for students in 3rd through 5th grades. Governor Mickey Sherrill signed the bill citing the cognitive benefits and historical importance of being able to read and write in script. The requirement takes effect immediately, with school districts expected to integrate the lessons into their current curriculum. Education advocates have praised the move as a return to fundamental literacy skills that were phased out during the digital age. And Coco Robotics has launched a pilot program in the Heights neighborhood of Jersey City, deploying autonomous robots to deliver groceries and takeout. This follows a similar initiative by Uber Eats, signaling a rapid expansion of automated delivery services in urban environments. The program aims to reduce traffic congestion and lower delivery costs for local businesses. Residents will be able to track their orders via a mobile app as the small-wheeled robots navigate the city's sidewalks. And we will be right back after this message from the AVS Tech Team.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed. making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we are back with some international news for you. A passenger train collided with a crane arm in Cartagena, Spain, marking the fourth railway incident in the country within a single week. Six people sustained light injuries and rail services were temporarily suspended to allow for an investigation into the cause. The Catalan government has expressed concern over the safety of the national railway network and is demanding increased investment into infrastructure. Authorities are currently investigating whether the collision was due to human error or a failure in signaling systems. And in the wake of heavy seasonal rains, five bodies were recovered off the coast of Davao Occidental following a boat capsizing earlier this week. Search operations continue for 10 others who remain missing in the rough seas, and the Philippine Coast Guard has issued warnings to small vessels to avoid travel during the current weather conditions. Meanwhile, local governments in the Philippines are on high alert for landslides in mountainous regions where the soil has reached saturation levels. And we will be right back after a message from our final sponsor, Bresky Builders.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that was a message from one of our sponsors that brought you today's, or this hour's news. This update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the company tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. As well as by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Kiro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. We have no cancellations at this time, and our weather is currently sitting at 16 degrees here at the station, with a wind chill of 8 degrees caused by winds out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour. And you can go to thumbnet.net for all news, weather, obituaries, and cancellations, anytime, anywhere. And speaking of obituaries, we do not have any at this time.